So in 2005, a belt-wide survey was begun to track fiber properties as cotton was processed with commercial ginning machinery, and Derek Whitelock presented some of those results at last year's belt-wide conference. And today I want to talk about a spinoff of that study where several different small laboratory gin stands were used to process cotton collected from several of these commercial gins, and the lint from these lab gin stands was compared to the lint from the commercial gin stands. So many times in research, only small samples of cotton are available for analysis of the fiber properties, and lint gin from samples with lab scale gin stands is analyzed to estimate differences in the properties of lint seen after commercial ginning. These gin stands differ from commercial gins in a few ways. There's usually no drying or seed cotton cleaning, and there's usually no lint cleaning. Previous research has validated the use of these machines in some application, but caution should be used when interpreting results in other applications. So the objective was to compare the APHIS fiber properties of lint from five lab gin stands to the properties of lint from several commercial gins. Multiple commercial gins were studied in order to give a range of values for comparing lab gins, not really to compare the commercial gins. And so I also want to note that commercial gins differed in machinery, cotton, environment, and several other conditions. For each gin surveyed, samples were simultaneously collected at the gin stand feeder, after the gin stand, and after the lint cleaner. This was repeated five times, usually within the same module. There were seven commercial gins that were surveyed this way. And each seed cotton sample was divided and ginned by hand, and with five lab gin stands that are listed here. These were tensile gins, all of which were operated in a conditioned environment except for the power roll gin. APHIS was used to determine fiber properties such as length and short fiber, fineness and maturity nips, the seed coat nips, and trash content. But in this presentation, I'll actually only talk about length, short fiber content, and nip content. In the statistical analysis, there were seven levels for the factored gin, and this included the seven commercial gins that were sampled. There were eight levels for the factor stand, which included the commercial gin stand, the commercial lint cleaner, the hand gin, and the five lab gin stands. And the interaction between the factors gin and stand was also studied. So the question I'm asking is, were differences in APHIS fiber properties among commercial gins for cotton ginned on lab gin stands the same as when sampled after the commercial gin stand? And the answer was no, if the interaction between the factors gin and stand was significant. And here are the upper quartile length averaged across all the commercial gins that were sampled. Length was greatest for the hand gin fibers, 1.27 inches, decreased a little bit. The average after the commercial gin stand was slightly higher than after the commercial lint cleaner. And here you just add the averages for the lab gin stands. They really don't differ much from the commercial gin stand. And statistically, you can see the differences among commercial gins, among stands, and the interaction between stand and gin were significant with p-values less than 0.0001. The significant interaction indicated the difference among stands depended on which commercial gin was sampled. So what this table does not show is which stand was responsible for the interaction. But this slide shows the interaction statistics when individual stands were compared to the commercial gin stand. The interaction was not significant when compared to the lint cleaner, but it was significant when compared to all the small lab gin stands. The differences between each lab gin stand and the commercial gin stand changed between the different commercial gins sampled. I noticed that the weakest interaction was for the new dentist stand. And in the next few slides, I'll try to illustrate these interactions. This plot was created by sorting the commercial gins by upper quartile length, measured after the commercial stand. The commercial gins are coded with the number and identified on the bottom axis, and the least significant difference between the commercial gins sampled is noted in the top left corner, 0.02 inches. So you can see that we had a good range of fiber lengths to test the lab gins. Gin 1 had the shortest fibers, and Gin 33 had the longest. Corresponding results based on the new dentist stand fiber data are added to this plot. And when these points are connected, you can see that the gins are not sorted by upper quartile length with the new dentist fiber data as they are with the commercial gin stand fiber data. So based on the new dentist fiber data, Gin 22 and 21 had shorter fibers in comparison to the other gins. And it looks like Gin 5 had longer fibers in comparison to the other gins. And this is why significant interaction was seen between gin and stand for this data. In this slide, I just removed the lines connecting the new dentist data points and added the data points for the other gins. And you can see, you know, that the trends were different when the lab gin stands were compared to the commercial gin stand. I also noticed that all the lab gin stands differed from the commercial gin stand in the same direction for each commercial gin sampled, either greater than or less than the commercial gin stand. This indicated that something common to the lab gin stands was causing the interactions. And one possible cause was environmental conditions, since temperature and humidity were controlled for the lab gin stands, but obviously not for the commercial gins that were sampled. Here's a short fiber content averaged across all the commercial gin surveyed. It was lowest for the hand gin fibers, 4.8%. Slightly lower for the commercial gin stand than the commercial lint cleaner. Averages are added for the lab gin stands. They don't differ that much from the commercial gin stand. As statistically, you see that the interaction see the differences among commercial gins, among stands, and the interaction between stand and gin were significant with p-values less than 0.0001. The significant interaction indicated the differences among stands depended on which commercial gin was sampled. And again, this table doesn't show which stand was responsible for the interaction, so I'll show a similar slide as last time. This slide shows the interaction statistics when individual stands were compared to the commercial stand. The interaction was significant when the commercial gin stand was compared to the commercial lint cleaner or any of the other small lab gin stands. The differences between each machine and the commercial gin stand changed between the different commercial gins that were sampled. And notice that the weakest interaction among the lab gin stands is again for the new dentist gin stand. And so I'll show some slides to illustrate that. Again, I sorted the commercial gins, which are identified on the bottom axis, by their short fiber content measured after the commercial gin stand. The least significant difference between commercial gins is 1.1. Gin 22 had the lowest short fiber content. Gin 1 had the highest short fiber content as measured after the commercial gin stand. And when data for the new dentist gin stand fiber was plotted along with the commercial gin fiber data, trends between the commercial gins were different. Recall that the interaction between gin and stand was significant when these two stands were compared. And based on the new dentist fiber data, Gin 22 and 21 had higher short fiber content in comparison to other gins, and Gin 5 had lower short fiber content in comparison to other gins. And here the other Labgens, Stan Data, are added to this plot. And you can see the trends were different with the Labgen Stan fiber data than with the commercial gen Stan. Also notice that all Labgen Stans differed from the commercial gen Stan in the same direction for each commercial gen sampled, either greater than or less than the commercial gen Stan. So this indicated that something was in common with the Labgen Stans causing this difference. And as I mentioned earlier, one possible cause was environmental conditions, since the Labgens were conditioned and the commercial gen was not. This is NEP content averaged across all the commercial gens that were surveyed, and the hand gen fibers had the fewest NEPs, and fewer NEPs were found in the commercial gen stand than the commercial lint cleaner. NEP content for the lab gens were equal to or greater than the commercial gen stand. The highest was for the power roll, which is nearly as high as the commercial lint cleaner. As statistically, you can see the differences among commercial gens between gen stands and the interaction were significant with p value of under 0.001. But again, this doesn't show which lab gen was responsible for the interactions. This slide shows the interaction statistics when individual stands were compared to the commercial stand. The interaction was not significant when compared to the lint cleaner, new dentist, or power roll lint data, but it was significant when compared to the old dentist, continental, and Wallace stands. So differences between each lab gen stand and the commercial gen stand changed between the commercial gens for the old dentist, continental, and Wallace stands only. I'll illustrate this again in the next few slides. Here's commercial gens identified on the bottom axis, it's sorted by NEP content. Least significant difference between commercial gens was 56 NEPs per gram, and gens 1 and 5 had the most NEPs. When data for the new dentist gen stand fiber was plotted along with the commercial gen fiber data, trends were pretty similar. Recall the interaction was not between gen and stand was not significant for these two stands. And so all the Labgen data is added to this plot, and I connected the points for the continental Labgen stand, and you can see that the trend between commercial gens sampled are different than seen after the commercial gen stand. Recall that there was a significant interaction between stand and gen when the continental stand was compared to the commercial stand. And in this plot, a line connected the Wallace gen stand data points to illustrate the significant interaction between gen and stand when it was compared to the commercial gen stand. Okay, and notice that the lab gens stands tended to differ from the commercial gen stand in the same direction for each commercial gen sampled. Again, this was thought to possibly be related to environmental conditions. So this was just a brief overview of the results, which will be available in the proceedings. Other APHIS properties were discussed in the manuscript, so I encourage you to look at that when it becomes available if you're interested. In conclusion, none of the laboratory gens predicted differences in all APHIS properties and cotton sampled from different commercial gens, but a lot was learned from this, and I think we'll repeat this test. This does not mean these machines are not useful in other applications, such as cotton variety trials. Okay, and also differences in machine design and environmental conditions during ginning cause results to vary between commercial and lab gin stands. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions?
A Wallace stand is Gensol gin made by Wallace. I'm trying to remember where exactly who that is and where they're located, but I don't know that off the top of my head. It's one that I guess Cotton Incorporated had. Those were all tensile gins. Trying to remember which. There was the old and new Dennis gins. Those were made by Dennis Manufacturing, I think, in Texas. And that was just an older one that they had and a newer one they had bought. Those were all tensile gins. And that was... I believe that one was. Is that Greg? Right. Okay. What's that? Right. All samples were sort of acclimated to each other, but they were not run in controlled environment. Did I have the moisture content? I think I have that data. It's not in the manuscript. I'm not real sure if I have that or not. The same ginning rate? I think a lot of these stands were sort of fed by hand, so probably not perfect. So, excuse me. Right. Yeah. That would improve it, having some sort of automatic feeding mechanism to this, to the lab gins.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Well, those are some good questions for